OJB's podcast, 20 August 2007, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. There's a website which is based on the same system as YouTube called GodTube. As you might have guessed from the title, it's a movie site for religious people, which in the US really means Christians. When I heard this place existed, I just had to go and have a look. Some of the movies were so outrageously false, I had to start commenting on them, which led to a few robust debates with believers, and finally I was banned. I guess they really didn't want to know the truth. It reminds me of one of my favourite quotes, which I usually attribute to believers in various dubious beliefs. I have already made up my mind, please don't confuse me with the facts. Of course, believers don't really say that, it just reflects what they are doing subconsciously. Well, the point of mentioning GodTube is that it's where I saw a very amusing movie. It was obviously a spoof, involving someone pretending to be a Christian offering advice to other Christians on how to deal with inconvenient contradictions to their beliefs. It involves something like putting your hands over your ears and repeating, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. The way it was done in the movie was quite hilarious. Strange that movie seemed to disappear. The thing that led me to remember that movie is a podcast I listened to today from The Infidel Guy. It was a debate between Kent Hovind, a prominent young earth creationist, and Massimo Pigliucci, an associate professor at an American university who researches evolution. Hovind is quite a skilled debater, especially considering the position he's defending is so obviously wrong, but occasionally Pigliucci would trap him and he'd have no answer. Then we'd see the Hovind version of Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. He'd just ignore the real point and quote something totally irrelevant like, evolutionists say we all evolved from a rock. That's not what evolutionists think happened anyway. Or, we've never seen a banana evolve into a dog. That's true, but no one is saying we should. It is like a particularly sick form of self-flagellation, make myself listen to a creationist arguing his point. I sometimes find myself saying, liar, or oh please, or straw man, or answer the question. People must think I'm a bit weird because most people are just humming along with the music they're listening to on their iPod. Maybe next time a creationist starts spouting off the same old junk time after time, I should just cover my ears and say, Darwin, Darwin, Darwin.